This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I was in the bathroom there and my Apple Watch was ringing. My phone was out by the sinks. And it was an 01 number I didn't know. And now apparently Apple do this thing where they transcribe what voicemail was left for you.
Oh, yeah.
So I just played it there walking back to the studio. And this is what it says. Fucking terrifying.
Hi, my name is Megan and I'm calling from the AIB group.
What?
Can you please return the call on 01?
What? Is that, so is it real?
So someone called Megan, just rang me from AIB and left me a voice note saying to call back. What have I done wrong?
No,
oh my God.
Oh, now I'm very confused.
Is that not the voicemail?
I think that that is the voicemail and it's like a scam thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But it does, because it does transcribe it, because you can then look into it and see the words.
Yeah, but transcribing it doesn't come up with it.
No.
Let me
go into the voicemail.
Well, the thing to do here is just ring Emma, leave her a voicemail and then see if it does it in the robot voice.
Okay, do that then.
Who wants to ring Emma?
I'm doing it. What's your surname?
Nolan.
Does your phone ring out after a couple of rings?
For the love of
God.
So don't hang up because I don't know if it will.
I'll go on D&D. I know. He's ringing. It has to ring out now.
It's ringing.
What if you just hung up?
I don't know if it diverts it straight away. Just wait for it to ring out.
It's grand. We've loads.
Talk among yourselves, lads.
Yeah. I just never answer the phone.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh, I thought I had a voicemail.
You're trying to reach is not available. At the tone,
hello,
please record
Emma.
Your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hey, Emma, how's it going? It's Dave here from Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just wanted to tell you, just wanted to say if you could ring me back, that'd be amazing. All good, don't worry. All fine. It's 087-711-1038. Thank you very much. That's 087-711-1038. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay.
So then that would come through as like a message written out of what Dave has said. One, it would be interesting to see if it actually picked up what you said.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I make videos of this show, I subtitle it and it goes through an AI transcriber.
Yes. Yeah.
And it does not understand words that you've said for the life of me.
It says exactly, I think he's...
How's it going? It's Dave here from Emma, Dave and Fiona.
So it's actually my voice.
Just wanted to say if you could bring me back, that'd be amazing.
So...
The AIB thing is a scam.
It's a scam.
It's settled.
It's a scam!
And now you can use...
I was like, what's the problem? What have I done?
Now you can use Dave's voicemail at the start of whenever you bring out a rap song. Pretty good.
Where's it gone?
I'm Dave and Fiona. Just wanted to say if you could bring me back, that'd be amazing.
That's how you sound.
All fine. It's 087-711-1038.
Beautiful.
It would have been good if you'd said something like, never give up on your dream.
Yeah.
keep grinding.
What did it say on the transcribed version?
Everything was perfect.
Was it? Was it actually?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Does it even get the
phone?
Hey,
Emma, it's Dave here from Fiona.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with me.
Fiona, sorry to see that.
Just say, as Telet just wanted to see if you could ring me back. That'd be amazing. All good, don't worry. I'll find it's always 771038. Thank you very much. That's always 877-1103.
Okay,
thank you very much. Goodbye.
You know what?
So close.
It is always 771038. Always.
I've always said that.
Okay, I'm so glad I don't have to ring the bank. That was really
stressful. 1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday out there.
It is quite.
Lads, we're glad
life,
for us.
Life is all about balance. All about balance. Do you know what I did yesterday?
Go on.
Got a Mackey's for lunch because it was Monday. It was a tough day. Monday. Chilled for 4 hours, did nothing.
Yeah.
And then I went for a 5K run.
Way.
Life is about balance,
hey,
baby.
Now you're taking yourself down a peg with the lunch thing, but you did a whopper 5K yesterday.
I was impressed. Yeah, I'm very impressed with myself. I don't know
that
how
is incredible.
I did it.
Incredible.
Now, was that your, would you say, Dave, your PB?
Your PB?
That was my PB, yeah.
Wow.
It was my PB,
it was
Fiona.
Your peanut butter.
It was my peanut butter.
It's personal best.
You know when people are like, Oh yeah, like I like to say I ran 5K. Yeah. I did not run 5K. I jogged 5K. I very, very slowly moved to 5K.
Yeah, but you still did it in a great time.
Yeah, I'm
and
very...
And what was that time?
That time was 30 minutes.
That's unreal. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Can I say one thing to you?
Oh God.
I saw your story having been on my own walk slash jog slash run.
Yeah. Oh my God,
and I
gross.
Was impressed with myself. So here you go now. I'm not like I'm. This shows how bloody brilliant you were. And I thought I really gave it socks.
Okay.
I did 4K in 29 minutes.
Wow.
Hey.
That's still really good.
Four.
That's still very impressive.
And
listen.
So you were doing more than light jogging.
Sore, guys.
Because I thought like I was light jogging. And that I was like, he must have sprinted that.
No, you see the last, like I was like at the last kilometer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am in so much pain, but I really want to hit 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, my brain is so like, if I don't do this, everyone, you know what I mean? Everyone in the world is going to suffer.
Yeah,
and they would.
Because they have to listen
they
to
would.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I was like, I need to do this. I need to do it. And then when I saw the clock go 30,
yeah.
I went, I give up. But then I was only 40 seconds away from the house.
Oh.
So I was like, no, go on, keep going, keep going. So I ran. So it was 30 minutes and 40 seconds.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is very, incredible.
Really, really
impressed.
Hoping to get it down to 30 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, and guys. You're going to do it, girl.
Thank you. Thank
I
you for your
to,
support.
I need to get out in these streets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only non-running member of the show.
Well,
I
so
guarantee
funny.
It. She'll I go listen. And do a 5K in 4 minutes.
I can say that will now. Not happen.
Oh, tomorrow morning. Guys, I actually managed to do it 26 minutes. Oh, go away.
Yeah, go away.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Jazzy and Closer to the Floor on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona with you. As we just mentioned, it's a very kind of Tuesday out there, a bit dark and dull. And we here at Spin want to send you on your holidays. And the choice is yours with Spin's holiday hot pick. You could be heading off to Morocco, Malta or Mallorca. And all the details and how you can get in to win after 8 o'clock this morning.
But for now, we were talking about Superman yesterday because producer Callum went on a hot date with our boss Nick to see it in the cinema on
Did
Friday
you?
Night. And I said to myself, that is how I would like to spend a weekend. I personally
with boss Nick?
Yeah, yeah.
And Nick's great fun.
Tucked up in between the two of them with Callum's nachos. Famously doesn't eat popcorn in the cinema because he is a serial killer. But this was quite interesting about Superman. Okay, so the guy playing Superman is called David Corenswet.
Cool.
Oh, yes? That's a horrible name.
Yeah, it's not as cool a name as Nicholas Hoult, who plays Lex Luthor. Not the main character. Is Lex the villain? Or is he? Yes, Lex is the villain. What's interesting is the wage disparity. Nicholas Hoult.
I've always said that about Superman.
And I've always said that. Well, Nicholas Hoult, you might know him from About a Boy back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes. I do know him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Skins and loads of stuff. And he's dead.
X-Men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
He was the beast.
But so David, who played Superman, was paid $750K
okay.
for the role. Guess what Nicholas Hoult
was
played?
Sorry, I thought that would be a lot more.
I know,
honestly thought it would be a lot more.
This is why we need to talk about our wages in the workplace.
Yeah.
Okay? And guess what Nicholas Hoult was played? Paige, why can't I say it today?
Can I just ask a very quick question?
Yeah.
Is Nicholas the guy playing the villain, not the main guy?
Yeah, he's the baddie.
Okay, so I bet you
so the main guy was 750.
The main guy was 750.
So maybe the villain who wasn't number one
was the baddie.
Of like the most maybe screen time and stuff might have been more. That would be even more confrontational.
Nicholas Hoult was paid $2 million
no.
American dollars.
Oh my
That's
God,
so weird.
Isn't that mad?
So you're the lad who has to go around like Superman. The other
yeah.
fella doesn't have to do as much press and all, and you're
yeah.
getting paid.
Wearing
less.
The
That's
S
weird.
On your chest like an absolute chump.
Having all the kids in the world being like, "That's Superman!"
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well,
and Nick
don't
gets to be the baddie and have way more crack, and he's on $2 million.
S for subordinate.
S for sap. So then I was having a look at other wage disparities throughout the years in Hollywood, okay?
I do love a wage disparity.
Would you be a fan of
oh,
this?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, so you might know some of these.
You know the gender disparity? Oh, I love it.
Oh, you love the wage gap. You're a fan. You support that.
What was that line in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody where it was like, it's apparently that girl or men are paid twice as more as women. And I was like, let's shoot for four.
Of course, Dave gets his wage gap info. info from The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody on Disney. Okay, so I thought we could play a little game of who got paid more. Now, some of these are kind of obvious, but like, let's have a bit of crack anyway, okay?
You can't have a laugh, Fiona.
What can we do? Okay, first of all, Kim Cattrall versus Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City.
Sarah Jessica Parker was paid significantly more, hence their big fallout, because Kim had to show a lot more nudity scenes, and that's why she hates them all and won't appear.
Wait, so Kim had to show more nudity scenes, but she was still paid less?
Yeah.
Kim always had the tits out. SJP never did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Also, shout out, Emma knows stuff about a movie, because we're talking about the movie today.
Well, the whole series, there was huge issues.
And the series as well. Say, for the first movie, SJP took home 20 mil, whereas Kim Cattrall took home 15.
Interesting.
Okay, next. Okay. A boy movie. Thor. Chris Hemsworth versus Tom Hiddleston.
There's no way Tom Chris Hiddleston was paid more. Yeah, Chris was Thor. There's no way Tom Hiddleston was paid more.
Tom Hiddleston was paid more.
As Loki?
Yeah.
What's that about? Why?
He got 160k, whereas Chris only got a crappy 150k.
Thousands, not millions.
Yeah, thousands. I know, it's really crap.
Sorry, I wouldn't sniff it now.
No chance.
But it's just not what you imagine.
That's correct.
I found this on a very reputable website called BuzzFeed. Next up. Okay, now this is an obvious one, but the gap is insane. Leonardo DiCaprio versus Jonah Hill, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh yeah, I know what Jonah Hill got paid in this. It was a story. He said he wanted to do a serious movie.
Yeah.
So, and he didn't care what he was paid. Yeah. I think he got paid like 30 grand or something.
Okay, well, he got paid 60. Okay. But still not great, like, considering what a massive movie it was.
60 grand, like, that probably took a year to
film. A year of your life. So, and all the press. It's 2 years. Leo got 25 million.
Yeah, that's not fair. But he did go, he was like, specifically went and was like, I don't care what you pay me, I just want to do this movie.
Yeah, I hope it
helped.
But
I suppose for his career, it was probably worthwhile, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe. Julia Roberts versus Richard Gere, Pretty Woman.
He probably got paid more, and she had to do all the awful things.
Would she have got paid
less? Probably.
Think about it.
She's like the main. God, she's the main thing about it. She's
upset you now, Dave.
Sorry, it's always upset me, Emma.
Oh, sorry.
Always
upset.
He's
in tears over here. Right.
I don't know. I'd like to think that she got more, but
I would like to think that too. Julia Roberts got 300k for the film, okay? Whereas Richard Gere's wage was up in the millions.
Stop.
That's horrendous.
And then this is the last one. This is actually just a random fact that I kind of enjoyed. Jennifer Lopez in Hustlers, you know the movie about the pole dancing. Jennifer Lopez did all her pole dancing scenes for free.
Class.
Not any extra wage.
She's trying to sort out the abs. Yeah. She's keeping herself in trim.
I love that. Fair play to her.
Taken seriously for the first time in quite a while. Mm. So shout out.
And you would do it too for a check.
You would do it too for a check. Or for nothing.
Or for nothing.
Do your pole dancing for free if you're in a film, is my motto.
And I've always said that.
Amber and Undressed. This is Finn with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Don't ever sing again. Sorry.
You gave that welly.
Did I?
Yeah.
Singing very loud.
I wanna get undressed.
The pitch was questionable.
Sometimes when you have the headphones on, you don't realise how loud you're singing. So sorry for that, guys. I need you guys to talk me out of something. You know me? I have a very, very, very bendy arm and it's a problem.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so let's just bring it back. I was meant to go to the island this weekend. If you've listened to the show for a few years, been forcing this tradition, that kind of family, friends, we all go to an Irish island and we have the weekend together.
And yet it's always a different island and yet you always continue to call it the island.
Yeah.
It sounds like island. Yeah. It sounds like you own it.
We've been to Clear, Shirkin Island, Whiddy Island, off to the Aran Islands this weekend. And three key players are missing from this year's gang, so it just won't be the same from the get-go. My brother, who's in Australia, and two of the girls, like my best friends, Avon and Blonid, they can't come either because they have work commitments in Ibiza.
Poor things.
Now, in fairness, it does seem very glam, but you know, it's actually quite a hard, they'd be working their backsides off over there as well, right? So that was fine. I was texting them yesterday. They were like, oh, I actually have a pain in my heart thinking about missing the island trip, blah, blah, blah.
They want to go to an island.
That was the joke in the group when they broke the news. My dad was like, well, I suppose Ibiza's an island.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, that's the island you should go to.
It should be. They said yesterday, because they're there for the full month or 5 weeks maybe, they said, is there any chance you'd come over to us?
Ah.
Right. And I said, well, what dates would you be looking at? And they're like, well, the weekend that we'd be kind of free-er would be the bank holiday weekend, right? I said, oh, money.
Especially going to Ibiza.
Yeah. I've already been away, as you know. I've had my fill of holidays. I'm being greedy. But God, I've done a pros and cons list, okay?
Okay.
Just to kind of rule this out. But the more you can do to tell me this is terrible, the better, because I can't afford, lads. One, pros. OMG, fun.
Yeah. Good.
Been there before. Nowhere to get cheap, greasy food.
Amazing.
The flight over is hilarious. It's worth just going to Ibiza for the flight over.
The flight over would just give me so much anxiety on its own. I couldn't. For the whole holiday, I'd just be thinking of the flight back.
Yeah.
And everyone like lying asleep in the airport. I just couldn't do it.
It is really grim in the airport on the way back. I've only been once a few years ago. Surprising friends. I probably wouldn't tell them I'm coming.
Oh my God.
So there'd be like guaranteed tears.
Were you going to surprise them?
I would do if I was doing this, yeah. Can rewear summer clothes for May holidays, so no need for any more shopping.
You're making money.
A few years ago on the show, Joel Corry invited me, kind of, and all the listeners of the show bullied him to invite me to his Ibiza Rock show.
Yes, I remember this.
That worked out. Maybe he'll be around to hang out again.
Yeah. Oh, it's Joel Corry and it's Ibiza. I can guarantee you they will shake hands emoji.
Top up the tan.
Exactly.
David Guetta is playing the Friday I'd be going over. We just saw him at Longitude.
Yeah, so you'd
be nice to see
lyrics.
Him again, exactly. And I might bump into Calvin Harris's Mrs. and the New Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Vic
Hope.
Yeah, Vic Hope, yeah.
Vic Hope, sorry. Yeah. Oh, no, it's Clemmy he's on the collab with. My apologies. Yes,
the cons are lesser, but very relevant. Hmm. Too old now, question mark?
No.
No, God, no. Not for Ibiza. For maybe Santa Ponza, yeah. But yeah. For Ibiza, no.
People do be going to Ibiza all ages. Okay. Shaking
look at Wayne.
Bang.
Look at Wayne Lineker.
True.
Yeah.
He has no business being there anymore, really, does he? He's having good fun.
Yeah.
The flight over is hilarious, but also kind of scary, and I won't get a nap.
Yeah, very true.
I can give you good earplugs.
Okay. Front. Maybe clothes from earlier in the summer aren't cool enough for Ibiza, sad face.
Oh, what if they were so last month?
I know. Yeah. Or like covered to
Although,
skin.
Does that happen with bikinis?
Like, no, bikinis are timeless, but Ibiza is a real certain look. Like, you need to have, like, sequins.
Oh, it's
cowboy
the clubs
boots.
And all,
I can lend
isn't
you cowboy
it?
Boots.
Oh, that'd be great.
And they're pink and they're glittery.
You could have cowboy boots to Ibiza.
You have to wear cowboy boots.
That's what they're all in. Have you seen the style of Longitude? It's all about the cowboy boots.
Yeah, but in Ibiza, it's different.
Yeah,
surely.
No. That's what they're wearing.
The
hate. And some sort of sequins.
The girls in Longitude who were wearing the cowboy boots were walking. Their heels were on the left of the boot, and the boot was like, it was almost like they were walking with 2 feet.
I actually saw more cowboy boots being carried around in the hands.
Yeah.
Than, yeah. Joel Corry is not going to remember me, sad face.
He'll 100% remember you. He's not the USP of this holiday. Please.
David Guetta and his mixes at Longitude were a bit weird.
Oh.
Yeah, they weren't.
99.9999999999% will not bump into Calvin, Vic and the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
And at the end of the day, I can't afford it.
Go on. What kind of price are the flights? Because when you said hilarious, I thought you meant hilariously cheap.
God, hell no. I had a look last night, and for that weekend, kind of dossing around with the dates around that weekend, you're looking at like $490.
Oh.
But your accommodation would be free with the girls.
Potentially. Have a look at it. I probably wouldn't be able to do the surprise thing if I had to make sure that I had some accommodation there.
I would forego the surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're overrated like, anyway.
Is there a bed for me?
Get the free accommodation.
That's true.
Brand for the flight. Like as in.
Yeah, I'd kind of let go of the surprise and just text them and be like, is there a bed for me on these dates?
Mm.
And if they say yeah, then be like, maybe you just be like, okay, I'm still not coming.
Yeah.
But make sure that bed's free.
Yeah, true. And Dave, I know that you just love Irish festivals so much. Maybe this is the biggest thing that you put me off with. It'd be the same weekend as Altogether Now.
I don't
have a ticket anyway.
But it's in Waterford.
For you there, Emma.
You're from Waterford. You can't not go to Altogether Now.
Right.
But also, it'll be raining, so feck it. Go to it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, look, I'm still undecided, to be honest. You're both very
unhelpful. Why? We were so clear.
I say do it, girl.
No, that's not what I
needed. Clearer I can be.
did not need to hear that this morning. Okay, so it won't be long coming around now. I remember I mentioned this yesterday. I was really in the early stages of going out with Jack, and very randomly, he was staying in a hotel in town at the time for work. So it was so nice to be in the middle of town, like as often, more than I'd often ever be.
Yeah.
That made no sense, but you know what I'm trying to say.
No, it does. And we get it. You were at the hotel with him. You're dirty.
Keep
little
going.
Stop out.
And just randomly being like, well, we go to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
It's on up the road in an hour and having like the best night ever. I'd never been before. It's such a great crack. And this week on the show, we want to get you there VIP style to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. It's happening in Ivy Gardens, in my opinion, the best venue in Dublin,
outdoor venue in the summer.
It's so good. Happening from the 24th to the 27th of July, and all the big hitters are there. Tommy T. Tiernan, Deirdre O'Kane, Jason Byrne. And speaking of big hitters, our very own Fiona Frawley performing.
Woohoo!
Go see her live, baby.
You might be less excited about that after you hear about the jokes.
You can book now at ppcomedyfestival.com. We've got a pair of VIP tickets for Saturday, the 26th of July. So if you're free, then maybe this is the competition for you. We're doing it every single day this week. Basically, we gave Fiona two random topics to joke about. You had to vote for which topic you preferred the joke on. Give us some jokes again there.
The word joke is questionable.
So the first topic was public transport.
Yes. What do the snack trolley on Irish Rail and Rihanna have in common?
Go on.
Neither of them will ever go back to work in full time.
Such an anti-joke.
It's because Rihanna, you know, she's never going to release another album.
I know, yeah, but the trolley
and the snack
is.
Trolley, it only goes on the train to Cork.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're both kind of
part-timers.
They're not really doing it. They're just dipping the toe in.
Fair enough, yeah.
No?
Mm. Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
No, will I tell it again?
Then,
I was thinking of something to do with work, 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 work.
Oh,
or
that
maybe like
been good.
Cork, 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 cork.
That would have been good. See, I'm not very good at this.
And then yesterday we were asking for you to suggest topics for Fiona to put these jokes on the spot, and Oren suggested cinema.
Cinema.
All right. How do you get a dinosaur to go to the cinema?
I don't know.
This is the more I hear it, the more I love it, actually.
Sure ask him.
Sure ask him.
Sure ask him. Just ask him. Or sure ask him.
Sure
Jurassic
ask.
Park.
Jurassic.
Yeah, we get it.
Just to say, there might be some people who aren't sure about that.
Who's playing?
On today is Julie. Let's find out what the winner was. How are you?
All good, thank you. How are you?
And are you in flying form now after getting such a good laugh off Fiona's excellent jokes this morning?
Oh, I'd say you're on the floor,
Julie.
Brilliant
start to the morning.
Oh, it always is, Julie, isn't it? It always is. It always is. Come here, Julie. What joke did you vote for?
The cinema
joke. You're asking. Well, I can tell you, with 87% of the vote, that is what won. It's cinema. Everyone preferred the cinema joke.
Stop.
Jurassic.
You've terrible taste.
She didn't have much to go on,
I'll give
be fair.
You a list of all the worst comedians I know that are performing at the festival. And, you can head to those.
Top of the list, Fiona Frawley.
Yes, top villain.
And listen, Julie, when you're hanging out VIP style with any of the comedians and you're like, God, I'd love to take a picture with them, just Jurassic them.
Jurassic them. Jurassic them. Emma, very good. Very good. Except nothing to do with dinosaurs.
No, yeah, I don't know. Because I'm not a comedian.
Julie, congratulations. You have won with Paddy Power. Have a fantastic day.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, guys.
Enjoy, Julie.
Bye, hon.
Bye.
See you later.
I'm liking it the more I say it.
Jurassic.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. I think there's something in that. But okay, so there's going to be another joke about the cinema tomorrow because cinema won. So if you want to send in, please do send in another topic. It can be anything you want. Try and keep it like not something that's going to get me taken off air permanently because I'm like enough at risk of that by myself as it is. So it can be any topic. It can be, you know.
Tester here, you know, go a bit wacky if you want.
Yeah, yeah. It can be holidays. It can be middle aisle.
It can be,
Aldi,
it can be the government, you know.
Yeah,
they're always making a joke out of us,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I feel like I could do government without like doing anything too crazy. So yeah, anything. Put in any topic you want in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038 and put me to the test. As you can see, I'm very good at it.
Yeah, she only has 24 hours.
Another chance for you tomorrow to get to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival VIP style. Spin. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, morning.
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
Not very nice out there. Don't worry. In mere moments, we're going to tell you how to win a holiday. For now, though, I do want to tell you something because I just want to brag, to be honest.
Go on.
It took me a long time to get to this stage.
Here we go.
I'm sick of listening to you. It always just takes a few weeks until Callum starts giving out to me again about the bottle return scheme.
Oh.
I have gone and bought myself a water bottle, guys.
What?
To be fair, this is her third water bottle.
Yeah.
I know, but maybe this one will have staying power.
I think I found one that has staying power. The one that I've bought, Dave,
mm-hmm.
It's not a Stanley Cup. Not doing that.
That's okay.
Want to see what the commitment is like to it first?
Yeah.
It has the option of a slug top.
Oh, yeah.
Or okay. You can switch that and do a straw top.
Ooh.
Wow.
You choose. So I was discussing this last night and I said, well, I think what I would do is do the straw vibe and work.
Yeah.
And do the glug option in the mm-hmm. gym.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, very
so
good.
So it's diverse.
Slug is an awful
I've
word.
I've just gone for,
it?
I love a slug or a glug.
Glug is
fair.
Neither are great.
I like Glug.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Exactly.
It's onomatopoeia.
That's the one. It's all black. No messing around. I was like, I don't want to commit to a colour. I don't want to commit to pink. Maybe some days I don't feel like carrying pink around.
Yep.
That's why I like the translucents normally. But I will be saving myself a lot
of
money.
So that's why you buy plastic bottles to go to your outfit.
Of course.
Yeah. It kind of works with the vibe.
Must-have accessory of the summer.
It's a bad time to do it as well because the Volvix that used to be my favourite plastic bottle have finally gone back to the sucky top.
Oh, yes.
After, you know, when the bottle return scheme came in, they went to the gluggy top and I couldn't commit to that. So I moved on to Ballygown.
Really, but a lot of words that are not pleasing to me.
No, my friend of mine is doing plastic-free July and I'm like, Emma would die.
This is Spin 103.8, the home of water bottles.
Yeah. There's one thing I love in the world, it's AI. A lot of people are afraid of it. A lot of people think, oh, it's going to take jobs. Well, I just enjoy it. I think it does make life easier, but it's also fun. It's interesting.
I actually sometimes think I'm cheating on my fella with ChatGPT. I'm like, we've such lovely chats. I'm always like, oh, it's always so nice to me. It's lovely.
Okay, Jack really needs to step up.
No! He's lovely too. I just mean, oh, thanks for that little vote of confidence,
right,
ChatGPT.
Yeah. See, mine doesn't do that because mine knows me so well that if it's like, hey, you're doing amazing, and I'm like, shut up, loser.
Leaves me X's and all now.
But I am enjoying how much other people are getting used to AI as well. I'm using it for quite a lot of things. I came across a TikTok the other day and it's this two lads and they decide to ask ChatGPT for the news, but they kind of wanted it in a little bit of a flamboyant and wacky way.
Yeah.
And ChatGPT obliges.
Of course, darling. Here's the latest news with a twist of fabulous. In Melbourne, a synagogue was set on fire and the police are on a fabulous manhunt to find those responsible.
Jesus Christ. It's shocking.
And I just really enjoyed how it gave the quite bad news in such a fun way.
In such a fabulous way.
In such a fabulous way, darling. So I thought, why don't we ask ChatGPT to break some bad news to us?
Okay.
So what I did was I said, in a, you know, in a fun way or in a wacky way, why don't you come up with some good ways of breaking me bad news? So I gave it some prompts.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my phone is after breaking. Break the news for me in a cheery way.
Oh, honey, guess what? Your phone? Yeah, it decided to take a little impromptu getaway. She said, I'm out of here, and threw herself into airplane mode like she's on a private jet to the Bahamas. But don't you stress, sugar. We're gonna give that diva all the love, all the TLC, maybe even a spa day and a bowl of rice. Let's own this offline life like the fierce, fabulous beings we are. No Wi-Fi? No problem.
Oh my God, wow.
Stunning.
Diva down.
Stunning.
Random
Thank
side
you
note.
Very, very much.
I'm always jealous of a phone and a bag of rice. It looks so comfy.
Doesn't it?
I'd love to lie in a bag of rice.
It's very cushiony.
Oh,
I would.
Lovely.
I've never thought about rice, but I've always wanted to be in someone's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to be in someone's pocket. Shrunk down and put in the pocket. He'd be all dry and lovely and warm.
Oh,
you
so cozy, cozy.
Yes, we do. So then I was like, do you know what? That was perfect. Mwah. Excellente, ChatGPT. Let's keep going. Let's up the ante a little bit, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, ChatGPT, my friend's parents said they prefer his little brother to him.
Aww.
Break the news in a cheery way.
Oh, buddy. Looks like mom and dad are totally enchanted by your little brother's baby giggles and I'm so cute routine. But don't you worry. That just means your spotlight is even bigger. Bigger stage, brighter lights, more you. And who really needs a family fan club when the world is out here living for your main character energy? You're the star of your own show, sweetheart. And the crowd? Screaming. Just not your parents. Keep slaying, Sparkle Machine. You're unmissable, even when they miss it.
Wow, really?
I love it. You're unmissable even when they miss it.
I mean, they will grow up to have a better personality.
How are you feeling with the bad news? Would you like bad news
broken to you? I'd be okay with that. Yeah. I'd be fine, yeah. It'd be greater if it was a person saying it rather than being like, oh, a robot said that though.
Mm.
But in general, yeah, it's pretty good. You could take some inspo.
Well, speaking of robots, the last bad news I have is that it turns out my mate's granny is not a real person. She's actually a robot.
Oh, wow.
ChatGPT, could you break the news in a cheery way?
Oh, honey, guess what? Your sweet little granny. Turns out she's been hiding a whole sci-fi surprise. She's not just baking cookies. She's RoboGranny 9000. That's right. She's packing more tech than a Bond villain and still rocking that orthopedic chic. She's got gadgets, gizmos, maybe even Wi-Fi in her knitting needles. And don't even get me started on those sparkly pre-programmed hugs. This RoboGranny? She's serving chrome-plated sass with a side of emotional unavailability.
No, that would still break my heart.
Thank
I'm
you.
Like, where's me granny?
Thank you.
Serving chrome. You got to be very careful with that. It's very close to another.
And chic. It's chic.
What we all famously aspire to.
For chic. So that's ChatGPT breaking you some bad news.
Amazing, yeah.
I think I'd prefer it that way.
Okay.
It's a bit weird, it's a bit funny, it's a bit bizarre.
It's kind of confusing.
It is a little bit, yeah.
Throwback to when I was 19 and read the news in a radio station and said that Chic were performing tonight in Dublin.
Oh no.
Well, there was a phone call from the boss when I got out of the studio.
What is he, Chic and Nilly Rogers? A TikTok page that began in our very own County Kildare and reached incredible heights over the pandemic and beyond was Sylvanian Drama.
Oh my God, I really enjoyed that. Are they the ones that are a little bit rude sometimes?
They're a little bit rude. So basically, if you don't know, Sylvanian families, if you don't know them, I feel sorry for you, but they are like little furry toys that always have
animals.
Cute outfits. Yeah, they're animals. They might be like a bear, a rabbit, or a frog, or like a hedgehog.
From the country of Sylvania.
From the land of Sylvania. And they always have a cute little outfit, and like their homes
and
are really
know,
intricate.
As toys, they last forever. My
yes.
niece now plays in my mum and dad's house with our Sylvanians when we were kids.
Sorry.
Oh, you had them as well?
I had them when I was a child.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never even heard of these.
They're reindeers. I had them as well. Like, they were the real aspirational toy. They were a bit bougie. Like, it'd be for a treat.
But they last forever. Yeah, like one Sylvanian lad was a few quid.
It was a big treat. So I don't know where this girl got her collection of Sylvanians from, but it's very extensive. This girl from Kildare, Thea von Engelbrechten, shout out to you.
It sounds like she is from the family that made them.
She's from the family itself. She kind of would do these scenarios over the pandemic with her extensive Sylvanian collection. It'd be like a little Sylvanian bear and a Sylvanian rabbit, and the Sylvanian bear would be like, "I've been cheating on you and you're ugly," and the rabbit's like, "Okay, perf." And then like
I have seen these in the little shoebox house,
and then like runs over the rabbit like with the Sylvanian car, and it's like in asterisks flees the country, and they'll be like Taylor Swift Bad Blood playing in the background, and all this drama unfolds.
That's
like
incredible.
With subtitles. It's absolutely amazing.
It started, I presume, when the pandemic utter boredom and has become kind of a bit of a sensation.
Yeah, it was probably like this girl moved home and was like, oh my God, all these Sylvanians, like I might as well start doing something with it.
It's kind of like stop motion, isn't it? Like,
pretty much. Yeah. Like she just sets them up and she puts like fake eyelashes on her Sylvanians and all, and it's absolutely incredible. But now the Japanese toy company who owns Sylvanians, Epoch, very much not shout out to them.
Oh no.
They are pressing charges against Thea because she's been promoting like massive brands through Sylvanian Drama. She's done ads for Marc Jacobs, Burberry, and the Hilton Hotels.
With
the Sylvanian Drama.
Burberry. Oh my God.
It's equally bougie. Like when I think Burberry and like high fashion, high end, I think Sylvanian.
Yeah.
And the Sylvania franchise.
But she's been using the products to sell.
To sell
okay, so
other
every
products.
Few ones is probably an ad at this stage. Let her make a bit.
Let her make a few punts.
Is there if you buy a toy, you know when you buy a toy like online, or if you go onto something, it's like T's and C's, like terms and conditions, you accept them and all that other stuff. When you go into a shop and buy, I presume a Sylvanian family, they don't make you sign it.
They don't be like, don't
disclaimer.
Use this for advertising.
Exactly.
Now.
Like that's
don't
not a thing.
Don't you be doing an ad for Marc Jacobs? I think it's just like you're using their likeness and you didn't get permission to do so, and you're making a few shillings.
That's
do you know
mad.
What I mean? It was never an issue before that when she was like basically acting like these Sylvanians.
Oh, they were enjoying it till they realised there was a few quid in it for them.
It was grand. But it took me back to Emma, you had Sylvanians growing up. I had a few Sylvanians as well, not to brag or anything. I was always obsessed with anything small. Like I was obsessed with Polly Pockets, anything like very small and intricate. Mm-hmm. And I loved Sylvanians till I was way too old, right? And this one Christmas, I was 10, okay? And I wanted the Sylvanian family mansion. You know these houses would get quite bougie. I'm just gonna get it up on the screen now just for the people in studio, and I will describe to you listening also what the situation is.
Oh yeah, this is a mansion. Right.
It's a three-story townhouse and it's got a converted attic up top. And on the roof of the attic you can hang your little Sylvanian clothes.
Okay.
And it's got little balconies on every story, and it's got flower boxes with little plastic flowers on every window.
It's almost like a haunted house, but shrunk down and actually quite nice.
Yes. So I was absolutely obsessed with this. I could not believe it when I got it one Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I got this.
Yeah. My mom, she wouldn't get me one. But she made me one.
Oh, that's very cute.
Cereal boxes, and it was class.
That sounds deadly.
That's super arty, so it was brilliant.
Okay, my mom, not so arty. So I was absolutely delighted. And now I'll take you back. The next morning, Stephen's Day, I was sitting on the family PC, of course, in the kitchen, playing Mary-Kate and Ashley's Dance Party of the Century game on the PC. And with Mary-Kate and Ashley, I'd gotten up to about 1970 and we were dancing through the ages. And I looked up, so we had like, not to brag or anything, but we had a kitchen extension.
Oh.
And there was, I know, doing very well for ourselves. There was a Velux window in the ceiling of the kitchen, and through the Velux window I could see up to my bedroom window, you know, because that's just how the extension worked.
Okay.
And I looked up and my bedroom I could see was full of smoke. And I was like, not great. This was early in the morning. I had to get up to play Mary-Kate and Ashley. Everyone else was still asleep. I go up. My brother Michael, who's 2 at the time, 2 years old, had set fire to the Sylvanian family mansion. The entire green converted attic, he must have set fire to like a baby bed inside. The whole ceiling, the whole roof was burnt off. This green roof that like made the whole house so beautiful, he'd set fire to it. Everyone else was still asleep.
How did a 2-year-old have access to
it? With a lighter. With a lighter.
2-year-old could flick a lighter. Thank God Vic have put a bit of child safety on these things.
He's a very dangerous child.
Wow.
Very dangerous child.
And your Sylvanian families were burnt to
like
a crisp.
The rest of the house was fine. It was just the attic, to be fair. Yeah. But it was just never, it was never the
same. It was
same.
Never the same.
It was like a pen without a lid.
Mm.
It was like a...
So now you had a Velux window in your house and in
the Sylvanian family. Oh my God, that's traumatizing.
That's my trauma. Trauma for the girls.
And fires.
Literally.
I'm a getaway. And we are also the station that wants to send you away to a destination of your choice with Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. If you should win this prize, you'll be choosing whether you want to go to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta.
Very nice. It'd be so, so cool. You pick the location and we throw in the flights. We throw in your checked baggage, all-inclusive accommodation in a 4-star hotel, transfers to and from the airport and your travel insured.
And all we have been asking you to do is to WhatsApp us the phrase Holiday Hot Pick and answer the phone with a very specific phrase.
This has caused some problems already this week, so hoping for the best on this. Let's make that call.
One done, come on.
Shane, I want to pick a holiday.
Go on, Shane!
Oh, yes!
Spot on, Shane. Well done. That was top tier. How are you, sir?
I'm all good. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you up to for the day?
You know what? I'm just in work. We own a cleaning company and I have about 5 Hoovers that's broke that I need to fix. So.
No.
What's the cleaning?
5 of them broke in one go.
I left them there and didn't get them sorted. So now I need to go and do it. So.
Oh, nice.
They are
I don't
essential.
Have any spare ones left.
What is the cleaning company? Give yourself a shout out.
It's called OCD.
Elite
Cleaning.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
OCD Elite Cleaning. You know, my Hoover in my rented house was broke there for ages and I waiting for the landlord to sort it. And lad, the brush just doesn't do the same job.
It does not
it
at all.
Doesn't. Shane, it doesn't do the same job.
No.
Not a chance.
Shane, where would you be going out of this if you win this holiday? You're in that. You're a qualifier. Congratulations. You're in that draw. Would you be picking Mallorca, Morocco or Malta?
I'd say Malta.
Malta. Ooh, I've been there before. It is stunning. A little bit hilly, but it is very, very good. There's also lifts up.
You
don't have to walk. Yeah,
it's always hilly on holidays.
From the beach up to like the main area, it's quite hilly, but there is an elevator.
Wow,
that's handy.
It's great.
Especially
in the sun.
That's great.
Listen, we're wishing you the very best luck in that draw, Shane. Have a good day and best luck with those Hoovers. Thanks a mil.
Thank you. Boys.
Good luck, Shane.
Good luck,
bye,
Shane. Bye.
And we want to welcome you to something that if you aren't normally with us early, like around 7:30, this might be brand new to you. Look at you. Every Tuesday on the show, we play Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo-hoo.
David Hammond can't sleep on Monday nights.
It's
He's so,
so
excited
fun.
For this.
But do you know, I just love getting the brain working.
Mm. Yeah,
do you know
it
I mean? Is. Things like that. It's like going to a pub quiz without the drinks.
Exactly.
well, I've got mine.
Of course. What's really in that flask, huh?
This week, we're giving away tickets to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival around that time. But don't you worry, we will continue with Top 10 Tuesday because Dave would have a tantrum if we didn't.
Absolutely. I nearly threw a banger because it wasn't at the half seven today.
Yeah, yeah. So look, if this is new to you, let's explain. This is where I'm going to give you, Dave and Fiona, and you listening, a topic. And your job is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be.
Yes. All right.
Now, in the past on Top 10 Tuesday, we've covered things like the last 10 hosts of the Summer Olympics, as in cities and countries.
That was a tough one.
It was bad.
The 10 most followed accounts on Instagram and loads more. Now, we do need your help on this. Listen up. But for now, Dave and Fiona, you have 3 lives each. You'll each take turns to try and complete this top 10 list, and you'll get a point for each correct answer. Now, you're going to lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10, naturally. And look, they've never managed to complete the list without your help. So when inevitably they fail,
hey,
we will throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038. If you can help us out filling in the top 10 list, you will win some IMC Cinema Passes. An IMC Cinema Pass for each gap you help us fill out.
Nice.
Okay? Now, out of routine, because it's not half seven. Does anyone have a pen?
Yes, here we go.
Thank you very much. You need a pen as well, David. Yeah, we all need a pen. Okay. Get involved in this morning. Listen up. Dave and Fiona, this week I'm looking for you to fill out the last 10 headline artists, artists of gigs at the Aviva Stadium.
Oh.
Random.
Gigs at the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do this.
Yeah.
A potential.
Totally.
Okay, let's go for Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, David Hammond, is at number 2.
Oh, crap. I thought it was number 1.
Number 2?
She played on the 27th of June, 2025.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there.
Who's played since?
Who's played since?
Huh? People screaming at the radio. Fiona, do you have a guess for me, please?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, Fiona Frawley, played June 28th, 29th and 30th in 2024. Well done.
Why is that on the list?
That is number 3.
Number 3. All right. Okay, so there hasn't been anything between Taylor Swift and Dua Lipa.
That's was there between Dua Lipa and now?
Dua Lipa and now. Oh my God,
don't
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
You do know, actually, because we've discussed it, but anyway.
Yeah, I know, but like, I can't,
stop giving
can't think of anything.
For now, look, go back a bit further if you need to.
No, because all I'm thinking is Marley Park, and I was thinking Olivia Rodrigo, but she was Marley Park. I don't know the answer to any of this.
Sick of
this. I've no answer.
Go on, just
the
guess
last
because 10 I have
headline artists.
Sabrina
gigs.
Carpenter. She didn't do it though. I know she didn't.
One strike out for Dave. He only has 3 lives.
Oh my God, I'm gone blank.
Westlife.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well done, Fiona. You're bringing it back to 2022 there, the 8th and 9th of July, and that was at number 5.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't like that we're back to me. This is a lot of pressure.
He normally loves this game, I promise you, listening. He normally
Wait,
loves it.
Come on now. Who were we talking about? Who played in between Dua Lipa and current day? I don't know.
But I don't know either.
Who Lipa?
It was someone went and did it. I have no idea. Oh my God. I'm going to put Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You always default to the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't know why I do that.
Because they do be always around.
I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, Harry Styles.
Damn it, Fee.
She's killing it.
What number?
Harry Styles at number 7. He played June 22nd in 2022.
Michael Bublé?
Oh, I think, yeah. That's
Oh my God! I'm out!
Dave is gone. Bubbles. Now, he did play in 2010, if that helps, at number 19.
Oh my God.
Fiona, you've beaten Dave for once on this game. Hey. Come on, you can do this thing.
Oh my God.
Just to remind you listening, if you've just joined, we are looking for the last 10 headline artists of gigs at the Aviva. Let's go through where we're at. At number 2 was Dua Lipa. At number 3 was Taylor Swift. At number 5 we have Westlife, and we have Harry Styles at number 7. We're looking for number 1, 4, 6, 8, 9 and 10.
I have it.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, Pink, get down.
Pink was at number 4.
I pointed out our pink mic.
That was actually very delicately rubbed it.
Pink was at number 4. She played June 20th and 21st. In 2024, that was last year. All
very
right.
Good. Okay, I'm just going to say like Niall Horan.
Oh yeah.
But I don't.
No, he didn't.
No.
Okay, that's you're out in one, Fiona. Just keep listing them off there and see how you get on.
Go on.
No, I have the other one. I can't remember. We're going to kick ourselves, but no, I can't give you any more.
Just throw out random names. Yeah. Are you bowing out?
I might have to bow out because I don't want to embarrass myself. Right.
Okay, so here we go. Now it's over to you. Your chance to win some IMC Cinema passes on this morning's show. We are looking for the last 10 headline artists of gigs at the Aviva Stadium. We have identified Dua Lipa was there in June of this year. Taylor Swift at 3 was there in June of last year. Pink was also there in June of last year. Westlife were there in July of 2022. A gap in 2023, interestingly. Mm. We need to identify number 6. That's over to you now.
Let's make sure
number
the grass was well kept.
Yeah, it's all about the ruggers.
7 was Harry Styles. That was back in 2022, again in June. And we are missing 8, 9 and 10. 087-711-1038. Hazard a guess at it and you could win yourself some IMC Cinema tickets this morning. We normally play a game after 7:30 each Tuesday morning called Top 10 Tuesday. But this week we're giving you chances to win your way to the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. So hence, we couldn't go a week without playing it. Mm-mm. We're playing it this morning on the show, but it might be brand new to you. Dave and Fiona have been trying to fill out this morning. The topic being the last 10 headline artists of gigs at the Aviva Stadium.
Very hard to remember, by the way.
Yeah, totally. Especially on the spot.
That's how this game gets you.
Dave, you correctly identified Dua Lipa was there recently enough. Taylor Swift, Fiona Guest was last year. Pink last year. Westlife last year. And Harry Styles in June of 2022. We are still missing some acts. And in particular,
a lot of acts.
The number one, the most recent gigger there is annoying us.
Doing my head in.
So Tammy is standing by to help us out this morning. What? Do you have any guesses for us?
Was it Lana Del Rey?
Damn it!
No!
Damn it!
No, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm saying damn it. I'm saying damn it because we didn't think about it.
Oh my God, well done, Tammy.
All right.
That was the most recent gig on July 30th. Or June 30th, should I say. Do you have any other guesses for us?
Let me think. Was it Picture This Now?
Picture This in the Aviva?
They haven't actually done
that.
They
were not there, weren't they?
All right. Well,
that's okay, Tammy.
Let's see if we can complete that. We'll complete this list.
Number 6, no one guessed. It was the Eagles.
Oh, what?
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
In June of 2022. So understandable that you didn't get that one. Who are they? Number 7 was Harry Styles, guessed by Fiona. That was in June of 2022. Number 8, no one guessed. It was Billy Joel on the 23rd of June in 2018.
Say it the Irish way.
Billy Joel.
Thank you.
Phil Collins played on the 25th of June in 2017.
My year.
I know. Bit rogue. That was at number 9. And number 10 was a massive set of gigs. Or was it just the one? I'm not sure. But Robbie Williams played in 2017.
Oh.
I always need to guess Robbie Williams. Yeah. I keep forgetting
that's
about
smart.
It.
Yeah. Sorry. He's back to Croker now this year.
That is a rogue
list. I think so.
Like Phil Collins, Billy Joel, the Eagles. That's crazy.
Mm. They did a real genre shift with Harry Styles.
They really did.
They?
If you go back even further beyond the top 10, Rihanna, AC/DC, Lady Gaga, Madonna, The Script and Michael Bublé, as you mentioned, that was in 2010.
Fair enough.
Tammy, you're off to the cinema on us. Thanks for playing.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks,
have a great
Tammy.
Day.
Have a great day. You too.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Hello, what is the crack?
Hello!
Good morning, how are you doing? Guys, earlier I was down on the 3rd floor, again, retrieving my mug, again, and I have decided I am going to just keep it at my desk. My mug always goes missing here in this hellhole. it's always down on the 3rd floor, because those news talk... Beckers love a bit of Christmas joy.
Oh,
and they want
do.
My Christmas themed mug in July.
So I wonder who specifically is taking it.
I know, I wonder indeed. So I went
I think it's also gas that you just brought in your own mug.
It just it feels good to drink out of. I don't know, it's a little bit of home comfort, you know what I mean?
But like I wouldn't like someone from News Talk coming into my home drinking from my mugs.
No, me neither. That's why I'm gonna keep it at my desk from now on. So I was down there though, and you know when you're down there and you're like, God, people could be talking about anything, and I always feel really intimidated.
Yeah.
I have to shout out my friend Niamh, who works at News Talk. She was down in the kitchen down there, which is very cramped as well, talking about feeling pressured into getting nail art the last time she got her nails done, and what will she get this time because she doesn't really
like
this.
Is that
like
the bejewels
set.
And all?
Yeah, it was like she had a little flower in the middle
nail. That's nice.
And I said, I think it's lovely. And
a bit of normality talk down there is nice. Yeah.
And I was like, finally, something I can relate to.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I was walking back into studio and our friend Russell was outside having a chat about Labubus. And I said, is this office just designed for me? And he was chatting, saying he thought Labubu was short for lobotomy. And I was like, I am home.
That would make
finally.
Sense.
Finally.
No longer a hellhole, eh?
Come on, Dave and Fiona. Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
I wasn't aware of this, but Uber are kind of making waves in terms of like accessibility and having certain structures in place for different age groups. They already launched a specific account for teenagers who use the app, I presume with much more safety and extra stuff for parents to keep an eye on them and things if they're in an Uber. But they're now looking at the other end and they're creating these accounts for seniors, which I think, again, is very, very smart.
I love it.
What they're doing here is they've really simplified the account for people who just might not be as comfortable with technology.
Okay. Yeah.
They're designed with larger text, always a win. Bigger buttons and a very simplified interface.
You can do that with phones now, in iPhones in general. Like, you can give it to like your granny and it just has like four giant apps and it's like phone, camera and like...
OnlyFans.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Hey, listen, granny's got to have her fun too.
Only grands.
Hey.
Damn it. I was half a second.
We both got them.
So basically what can happen here is, say for example, if it is your granny who's using Uber a lot to get to her appointments or hang out with her friends or whatever.
Then give her a lift.
Yeah.
God's sake.
But say, for example, in the one occasion that you can't, right? These Uber accounts can be also linked with your account. So if you're the granddaughter or the grandson or the son or the daughter, whatever, you can keep an eye on them. It's kind of like the teenage account where if they're comfortable with you keeping an eye on their data, you can see where they're going, right? what are you laughing at?
Granny's like, let me live. Get off me, Uber.
Granny tracker.
Going out with girls.
But yeah, they do live trip tracking and straight away pass over the driver and the vehicle details. It's so mean on taxi drivers. Like, I'm not going to rob your granny.
Yeah,
I have no interest in robbing your granny. I'm just trying to do my job.
I don't know what you're into, buddy. It's nothing to do with you. Sick world out there.
It also like has the ability to contact like a straight line to like emergency services. Again, not giving the poor Uber drivers the best vote of confidence. Great. They'll be grand.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
The good news is they do say that seniors can book trips independently if preferred. But it's being launched in the UK after testing in the US and South America. It's all going well, so it's being launched. But I think as well, because my granny, she's amazing. Like, she's so good with technology in the sense that she did a course years ago with emailing, and in 2017 when I lived in Athlone for my sins for work, I'd get emails like three or four times a week from my granny, and they'd be really well done, but the entire email would be in the subject line.
Oh no.
I loved it. It brings me so much joy. I'm going to have them forever.
But that's impressive. It's very cute that she did a course.
She did. Yeah, she's very good. She does her yoga now every Tuesday.
Wow.
She is slaying.
Yeah, she's fast. Phyllis. But when I lived with her for a few years, and I was really going over the WhatsApp thing again and again and again, because she finds herself like lost in, say, the family group chat and can't like get out of it. Do you know that kind of thing? And we used to have it like pretty nailed when it was like repeated all the time. But she's like, sure, I haven't a clue now that you're not here. But I know WhatsApp, larger texts and buttons, and just have a favourites tab. Realistically, my granny's age group anyway, it's the family group chat and it's a couple of old friends sending a few funny old pictures.
Yeah. And maybe like, is there a yoga group? Huh? Yoga girlies? You know, yoga girlies and like all the yoga emojis.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
And like the matcha emoji, and, like, maybe like a coconut emoji and a leaf.
And one thing that drives her mad is she doesn't have an iPhone now, so she just has another smartphone. I don't even know what it is.
I hate that.
Android, is it?
But she used to have an iPhone around the COVID time and she loved the chats because like we could see each other.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
now she really struggles with getting that feature going. She had it nailed with FaceTime, but you can't figure that out with WhatsApp. So just literally open WhatsApp, video call. Mm. There's your three contacts that you're normally on to. You're looking at photos in. Job done. What more do you need? Google Maps. My granny, she drives to where she knows. She's class, like she's driving around, loving life. But she would be a little bit obviously more insecure, like loads of people, about going somewhere that she doesn't know, like the back of her hand. So just voice search.
Yeah.
None of this messing or typing. Get into the car. Take me to here.
Yeah.
Take me to a disco.
But then it's always like calling.
calling.
Just take me to Rahini. Yeah. It's like calling. Calling Rachel.
Just have three main buttons on your Google Map, like home, grocery, or like Bernie's house.
You know, we are all trying to get to Bernie's. A weekend at Bernie's is what we want.
My granny's a sucker for things like the Kardashians and reality TV, though she likes to deny it. And I'm just like, if I could just get her like signed up to Disney Plus or one of them, you know, she'd love it. But she's just stuck with whatever's on live TV because I think she'd find them too confusing. A simple homepage. Just give me their Kardashians. Give me a bit of Love Island. Give me a bit of Nothing to Declare.
Yeah.
She'd be thrilled.
Oh my God, my granny has an iPad, but she has every app on the app.
App Store downloaded for some reason. I don't understand why. And she has a background photo on the iPad, so you can't actually see what the apps are. Like it's like a photo of like the family or whatever.
Yeah.
But every face looks like an app that you can click.
She's like, "Where's David?" Yeah, like clicking on your
it's
face.
It's too much.
Of course, the 98-year-old needs the period tracker.
Yeah, exactly.
App.
But no, she has it the way she likes it.
Yeah. Well, then that's fine. Your grannies are very advanced. My granny used to keep her phone in a Ziploc bag. And there was no more an app on that yoke.
And what age is your granny this weekend, David?
She is 98 years
that
old.
That is incredible.
Go on, Doreen.
She's
about to kill me for saying that.
Cloud out.
But she loves her iPad. She doesn't need leave Malahide Road.
You're as young as the iPad you feel.
Yeah.
A reminder to you, this is the home of Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. You could be heading off to Malta or Morocco or Mallorca. Just keep listening to Michaela after 10 o'clock to get yourself in that draw to win.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago I was saying I had the NCT and I failed it on something kind of bizarre? It was the headlight. It was like the alignment was off.
Stupid right. Made up crap.
Yeah, honestly.
That's how you really feel, Fiona.
But it was. It was a bit ridiculous. So all I needed to do was get the alignment fixed, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, for God's sake, like they failed me on it. And it wasn't even a visual. I had to go back and do a retest. And I think they were going to check that. But it wasn't just a visual where you didn't have to pay for it. So I went to Kelly's garage in Ranelagh. And they're just the soundest people in the world.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying about that.
They were so sound. They put it up in the thing. They brought it in. They did the align. They were like, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Like, they were like, if you want to give your man a tip, you can. But like, we're not going to charge it.
Ah, legend.
Like, such nice people. Like,
you
so
I'll give you a tip. Stop doing your job for free.
I did not. I said, thank you very much. And I gave the mechanic a tip. So they were unbelievable, right? But so I went back to the NCT and passed it.
Nice.
To Kelly's garage in Ranelagh. And then, as soon as I passed it, I was like, great, happy days. I put the little slip in the
lovely
dashboard.
Lovely feeling that.
Lovely feeling that.
Done for, because all your bits come out around the same time, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, always May.
Done now for the next year.
It's fantastic.
Nothing to worry about again, ever.
So I put the little slip in the thing. I get in the car to drive out of the NCT centre and I cannot get into gear. I'm like, I have my foot down on the clutch and I'm like trying to get into first. I'm like, there's no chance.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm pushing it and finally it goes in. And then I'm like, right, that was
what
really,
have you done to me, box?
That was really, really weird. And then I tried to go into reverse later on. It's like,
too much crack with your box in there.
I know. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Because all I did was bring it to the NCT. All they did was supposed to check it.
Yeah.
Did they go on it with a hammer or something? Yeah. So anyway, I go home and I'm chatting away to Dad and I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure the NCT like messed up my car. I don't know. He's like, well, they wouldn't do that. I said, do you not believe me? Like,
why do you just blindly trust institutions, Don?
Yes, exactly. Please, Don, believe your son. I brought my car to him. I said, come here, get in the car and try to get into reverse gear there. And he did it.
That is so dad of you. Just sit in.
Get in.
Sit in.
Get
in. Car now.
No, you go in and see that.
You get in and put that into reverse.
So he put it in reverse. He got back out of the car and went, something wrong with that car. I said, yes, thank you, Don. He said, so you need to bring that to the mechanic. I said, right. It was kind of one of those things where it's a little bit difficult to get into gear, but like, it's not the end of the world or anything like that. I mean, Dad was like, no, it's the end of the world. Go and get it.
I think once the gearbox starts being difficult, don't they say, don't they say that you kind of,
one of those.
I got it done in 2021. I got a new clutch in 2021, or maybe a new gearbox or something. Anyway, so I brought it to the mechanics yesterday.
Back to Kelly's.
Well, just a mechanic, and £1,000. £1,000.
No.
They'll do it for £850 though.
Okay, so you're making money.
Yeah.
No.
Look it on the bright side.
There is nothing worse.
I hate having a car.
Oh man, it's just when you think you're starting to level out money wise.
Do you know what's the worst?
Just when you're like, okay,
exactly.
I've had my fund summer, had a holiday, getting back on track, got the rent paid, blah, blah. Car!
Boom, car.
Oh, man.
It's always
honestly,
the way.
Honestly, get the bus. What is the point?
I know.
When I think of what I'm spending on that little fecker of a thing a month.
I literally said it to my housemate and he was like, man, get a new car. Like,
oh, I hate when people say that. And they're like, what is it to you? £5,000. And I'm like, okay, well, for me, €850 or £5,000, there is a difference.
Yes.
And congrats to you, Shifra. But no, I'm not dropping £5,000.
Ridiculous. Like,
yeah. Mental.
I'm not getting a new car.
Or what you'd have to do on the other side of that, because you're lucky in the sense that you've got your car loan well paid off or whatever you did. I don't know. But like, otherwise, if you want to go something newer, you're looking at what? A big old dirty loan repayment.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no, thank
nah,
you.
Nah, man.
I'd rather just pay the test. And I love my car.
I know, yeah. It's a great car.
So it's a great car. So I just love to pay it. It's an old car, but I like it. It works.
Who
it's fine.
Cares
exactly.
What the number is it's on it. Fine. If it's fine.
I would be marching into the NCT Centre with that now and saying, listen,
what can I
you
say?
You rattled my box. What are you going to give me? There was nothing wrong with this gearbox before I brought it
there
in.
There wasn't.
You put it up on that platform and gave it a good shake just to impress your mates.
That's exactly what it is.
We're having an
they
off
shook
day.
The car and now
no,
they've shook me.
They did for sure. I would go in there. I'd just try it. Just hand your CV in. No, seriously. Just go in. Just go in and say, listen, this was not a problem before.
But honestly, if they shook...
And I'm on the radio.
If they shook the car... And it managed to completely banjax the entire clutch or the gearbox.
They'd
then
probably
it was probably on the way out.
Shaking cars.
To be honest, I wouldn't be highlighting the fact that there's a problem with the gearbox. Yeah, the NCT.
Give me back that NCT pass.
Exactly. That's what you'd be dealing with. They'd be ripping that up in front of you, going, "Your car is off."
So listen, donations now are open.
Oh man, such a sickener. I'm sorry.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Spin 103
golden
ticket.
Hey, yeah.
We have a holiday and it always feels better to talk about that when it's kind of a bit miserable and grim outside. A holiday to Fort Ventura on the line, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Who's on to play, Emma?
Guys, we've got some really bad news this morning. For the first time in the history of this very show, we cannot play the golden ticket this morning.
Why?
Because we've just been chatting to Gemma to get her lined up and we've done a few tests and things to make sure she can hear everything fine. And there's a bloody issue with our phone line.
Is our phone line down?
Yeah. That's it. The noise it
makes. Remember the internet dial-up noise?
Way too much.
The internet dial-up sound was kind of all we got
that's
to hear this morning.
That's what Gemma heard.
We're hoping to get Gemma back on tomorrow, but please remember, and I'm doing this, I'm not even going to produce a column. Song one is this.
Sabrina Carpenter Espresso.
That's what it's going to be from now on. We want to give this away and Gemma will have first dibs at that tomorrow because we will hopefully have the phone line sorted
oh my
by
God,
then.
So what is it? It's been 3 years since we did started this show and this is the first time this has ever happened.
Had to be abandoned.
This is crazy.
It's shocking.
A Wix is after putting a hex on us.
Ah,
it's terrible when that
listen,
happens.
Listen, I'm just saying, it was fine up until Fiona arrived.
I am the witch.
Speaking of Fiona, I hope you're ready.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Well, if you haven't heard of this segment before, maybe you're in work at 20 to 10 rather than 10 to. This is the part of the show that I get to talk about whatever I want. It's very, very important. And
I hope it's much longer today because we've no golden tickets.
Oh, we'll be fleshing this out.
Feet up,
guys. Relax.
We just make her do her entire comedy show.
That would be very not appropriate for the radio.
You have an hour there.
Okay, right.
You're talking to 10 o'clock now, Fiona.
No bother, because today's Fiona's Final Thoughts is a very important one, particularly for people who listen to the show via the Go Loud app in London, specifically the Chihuahua-owning community in London, who I know are big fans of the show, okay? The Chihuahua community in London. It was, I know we've all been enjoying the nice weather, but it was sad news for the Chihuahua owning company. The Chihuahua...
Company or community?
Community.
Right.
The Chihuahua London meetup planned for last Sunday, 13th of July. It was cancelled due to the hot weather.
Ah.
Very, very sad. We do want to see all the Chihuahuas frolicking together, but the people who organised this event said it's just simply not safe. It's not safe to have the Chihuahuas on trains, tubes, traffic, all the work.
I think it's pronounced Chihuahua.
It's not safe to have your Chihuahuas out. Keep your Chihuahuas in front of a nice fan and let your Chihuahuas relax and
shout
not be
to Ben
nipping
Finnegan
at
for
the
that
other
very
Chihuahuas.
Joke.
That was very good. I actually haven't heard that. But listen, it's good news as the temperatures drop, okay? The Chihuahua meetup is rescheduled for July 27th. God willing, okay? Hopefully the temperatures stay down.
Mm.
That will be a 12 p.m. start.
They don't have too much fur
crowds.
On them, though. So I would have always thought they'd be fine in this heat.
And they're Mexican dogs.
Yeah.
So you'd think that they could deal with a bit of heat. And they're famously always carried around by their owners in Louis Vuitton
with
handbags.
With like a fan.
Because they're too scrappy to be... I'm actually surprised there's a Chihuahua meetup because they're very scrappy little dogs and they love a fight.
But maybe that's why they're trying
to
maybe integrate them.
Oh yeah, this is like when you were trying to get the seagull population down. Yeah. They're actually trying to get the Chihuahua population of London down because they're scrappy and they're out fighting. But look, if you have a Chihuahua, And if you're in London, I realise this is quite a niche segment.
And you're listening
morning.
On the Call Out Blair.
You might be, okay? You might be missing
I actually
home.
Thought that they were all doing their meetup listening to Spin. Was that a lie?
No, no. It's nothing to do with Spin. It's just to do with something that I saw on Instagram. And I thought, I need to bring that to the show. It's very important. Mm. If you have a Chihuahua or you have a Chihuahua mix, provided they are friendly with others, you'll be able to bring them to the newly rescheduled meetup on July 20th.
Any in Dublin? No, have you done any research for this segment today?
I have done my research, but it's just it's for London.
Specifically for London. Okay. It's obviously part of a load of London Facebook groups. Right.
And there's not enough really Chihuahuas in Dublin for a Chihuahua Dublin meetup. But if there are, please get in touch and we'll organise it.
I guarantee
that. Do
all
I have a Chihuahua?
Side.
Absolutely not. Oh yeah, there'd be a real cock-a-doodle meetup. Or what's those? Poodle, the...
Cockapoo?
No. Real Rathgar looking dog. cockapoos. Oh my god, it'd be wall to wall cockapoos.
Both Callum and me both said cockapoos.
Did you?
Yeah. No.
I didn't hear you guys. The cockapoo meetup takes place at Dundrum Town Centre outside the fountains.
We need to speak up,
Thursday.
Callum.
Cockapoo. No, definitely not a cockapoo.
No.
Do you know what, lads? It's actually a cockapoo.
Ah,
no way. You're listening to Spin. I worry for Somber because they've really put themselves in a somber box now.
Mm.
You know, is every song going to have to be a little bit sad?
I kind of thought that myself as well. Mm. I was like, you've kind of made yourself a theme.
That particular song, I was thinking, God, if that was released in 2018 when I was the most heartbroken human on the planet, it would have destroyed me.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
I think it's good. It's a good...
Have you never heard the lyrics?
I don't understand
it's
how you do it.
It's called Undressed.
I don't put lyrics together and make a sentence out of them. I just hear the words.
Here we go. It says, I don't want to get undressed for a new person all over again.
Well, that's very sad.
I don't want to kiss someone else's neck. I'll have to pretend it's yours instead.
That is horrendous.
Yeah. Isn't that the saddest
thing you've ever
heard?
Be depressed as hell, then Michaela Hayes has got tickets to him.
He's playing at the Three Arena next year. She's got those tickets if you want to go and be somber at Somber.
Go and cry at the point.
I have to pretend it's yours instead.
I'm heartbroken. I prefer my way of listening to music.
Son's crying.
It's so sad.